Welcome to the Far and Beyond podcast, hosted by the Contracts and Fiscal Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. This podcast is for the federal government attorneys navigating the complex intersection of acquisitions in fiscal law and policy. I am your host, Major Ellie Sewell.
And I am Major Ed Callahan. Together we are, I have no doubt in my mind, your favorite podcast co-hosts, at least the ones that appear on this particular podcast. On this episode of the Far and Beyond, we're going to be digging into FAR Part 5, publicizing contract actions. I'm ready to talk synopsis. I'm ready to talk those seven subparts we all know and love. Don't break my heart. What's today's topic?
First, I love that I have you on this episode to say FAR a whole bunch of times today.
It's the FAR.
And second, we have some changes for you. And I'm not talking about FAR Part 43. We're talking about the Revolutionary FAR overhaul today. As of early 2026, things have changed significantly to make procurement more efficient and much easier to read.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and try and pretend that the FAR is traditionally easy to read and understand, but I've always liked in FAR Part 5 the breakdown, the subparts. 5.1, disseminating information. 5.2, synopses, etc., etc. Are we changing that now, too?
You're probably the only one who liked it. But, well, now it is streamlined. So the RFO has moved away from that complex topic-based structure model it had to a chronological life cycle approach. Now the part is organized into three main phases. 5.1 for pre-solicitation, 5.2 for solicitation, and 5.3 for award.
So hold on. There were seven. Now you're telling me there are only three subparts? Did we just get rid of the rest? What about releasing information? What about multi-agency use contracts?
Gone. Deleted. They have really streamlined it. Subpart 5.4 was found to be largely duplicative of the general guidance. And then subpart 5.6 was outdated. And subpart 5.7, the Recovery Act, is no longer in effect. So that's gone too. So we're trimming the fat to only contain what's essential.
All right, I'm going to try and not take it personal when you say trimming the fat to me. Okay, I'm doing my best over here. But I'm looking at my notes. I've got to synopsize my contract actions. Isn't that the bread and butter of FAR Part 5?
With very rare exceptions, the term synopsis has been retired now. We are using the term notice and pre-solicitation notice instead. The overhaul even added a formal definition for notice and pre-solicitation notice in the definition section.
All right, I'm going to try and not be jealous of the early retirement of synopsis, but I got to be honest, I think that's going to be a term I am, and probably a lot of people who have been practicing for a while are going to have a hard time switching out. But it does make sense. Pre-notice comes before notice, right? So how am I supposed to know when to post these notices without digging through paragraphs and paragraphs of text?
That's the best part. There is no more digging through dense paragraphs. The overhaul introduced four new tables that lay everything out clearly. No more paragraphs upon paragraphs describing when you need to post something. They've put them all into tables. So much easier to read. Table 5.1 lists the exact language you need for trade agreements in your notices. Table 5.2 spells out the minimum timeframes for posting pre-solicitation notices based on acquisition value. Table 5.3 shows the timeframes for receipt of quotations or offers, specifically highlighting how the World Trade Organization Government Procurement Agreement or Free Trade Agreements change those dates. And then Table 5.4 clarifies the posting timeframes for award notices.
So they went through and they created the actual tables. I got to tell you, this is great news. As I'm sure you do as a professor here, we try and break down information into more digestible.
We created these tables, so it's like they listen to us.
This is what I'm saying. So if I don't get an author's credit on this one, then I think we got to scrap this entire overhaul.
So for example, Table 5.2 now clearly states that for an acquisition over the simplified acquisition threshold that is non-commercial, you must post 15 days before issuing the solicitation. It's all right there in one spot.
Well, I can't say as though I'm actually going to miss those paragraphs, but you know me, you know change, and I'm not the best one to go with it. Tables are going to be faster. They're going to be so much easier to understand, especially when it comes to the dates. But what about dollar thresholds, right? So we got $4.5 million for public announcements of contract awards. That's been standard for a while now.
That has also been updated. As of March 13th, 2026, the threshold for public announcements was increased to 5.5 million. So if your award is over that, you've got to make the information available by 5 p.m. Eastern time on the day of the award.
All right, 5.5 million, up by a million. Got it. And I see some new language here about the GPE. I assume we're still talking about FESBIZ. I assume we're still talking about FedBizOps, or is this another one of those changes I just haven't caught up to?
Oh my, that's been a while. That's what it was when I came in. Section 5 now explicitly states that all notices are posted to the government-wide point of entry, GPE, which you're referring to, which is defined as SAM.gov.
All right, so it seems like they're actually talking and listening to some of the people who are practicing out in the field. These are, we can call them revolutionary, but I'm seeing these as some pretty common sense and practitioner-friendly updates.
That was the goal, restoring common sense to federal procurement. We've even moved paid advertisements and special notices, formerly special situations, into subpart 5.1 and significantly streamlined them. They really took what was a very meaty section, very wordy, and made it digestible for a non-lawyer.
Streamlined chronological tables. This thing might actually be getting readable, which, if I'm being honest, I'm not as concerned about AI taking my job as I am a readable and understandable FA in the field. May mean they don't need to come to us for this education anymore.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, I'm going to go with synopsize and just retire early.
This is a change that I definitely can get behind. We'll see if anything changes during notice and comment, which is going to be starting any day now. But when comparing the RFO to the old FAR part, you can see how streamlined this section really became. Putting a lot of information into tables was really a smart move. It reduced the amount of text, but kept the essential information.
Well, Ellie, as always, I appreciate you taking some time to help explain one of these changes to a dinosaur like myself.
Sorry. Thank you for joining us today in this episode of Far and Beyond. Please make sure to follow us and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.
We love to hear from our listeners. Please continue to reach out to us on Facebook. And if you can think of any other good old like FedBizOps, you know, show me you've been doing this for too long type of things, drop that in the comments for us. This information and all information can be found in the show notes from today's episode.
The views expressed today are those of the presenters, not that of the Judge Advocate General's Corps, the Department of the Army, the Department of the Air Force, or the Department of War.